I really think we ought to take Arturo back to Big Rock so Dr. Stewart can take a look at his arm.
It's really not that bad. I don't want to inconvenience anyone.
Nonsense. Your health is of paramount importance. I would suggest that Marshal Rogers here can drive the buggy back to Big Rock.
I suppose I can do that. I can tie my horse on behind it.
I had more in mind that you would be so kind as to loan me your horse, Marshal, so that I might continue on to the Sugarloaf with Signorina Jensen.
Nobody invited you.
But what about your world-famous Western hospitality, eh?
That doesn't extend to low-down sons of...
I'm afraid that animal of mine is a one-man horse, Count. He seems well-behaved, but if anybody besides me tries to ride him, he turns into a menace. My conscience won't let me loan him to you and chance on you getting hurt.
I would hold you blameless in the event of any such unfortunate occurrence, Signore.
Maybe, but I'd still blame myself. Just can't do it. But I will be happy to take both of you back to town and see to it that Arturo gets to the doctor's office.
Very well.
Malatesta climbed into the buggy's rear seat without offering to share it with Arturo or helping his servant climb into the vehicle.
Arturo might be more comfortable back there.
No, that's all right. I'd rather sit up front.
Whatever you want. Let me go get my horse and tie him on the back.
I'll come with you.
Bryce's horse had wandered off about 50 yards and was cropping contentedly at some grass. Denny knew that the animal wasn't a one-man horse at all. She also knew that the horse was well-trained enough that it would have come back if Bryce had just whistled for it. But they walked toward the mound to retrieve it.
I appreciate what you did back there.
You mean not letting the Count borrow my horse?
That's right. I don't want that man on my parents' ranch. I especially don't want him in their house. It would be fine with me if he just left.
He seems determined not to do that just yet. I know there's bad blood between the two of you, even if I don't know why. That's none of my business.
You're blasted right, it's not.
For what it's worth, he seems like he really wants to make amends. I get the feeling that he's planning on staying in these parts until you've forgiven him for, well, whatever it is.
That's never going to happen. Anyway, you're wrong about that being what he wants.
Then why is he so determined to stay around here and win you over?
She thought about the man she had recognized earlier as one of the gunwolves who tried to kill Malatesta at the train station. Whatever had brought Malatesta to Colorado, trouble had trailed him here. She was certain of that.
I don't know what he's after, but you can be sure that whatever Giovanni Malatesta is trying to do, he's up to no good.